Alright, welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for June 24th, 2024. Yeah, this program's been being a little berserk today. It was also being berserk yesterday. I think it's just because I've been a while since I've used this virtual machine, so you're going to have to forgive me. You see, the other one was too underpowered. It was buzzing out, and that's yours, by the way. And I'll just close the door. Unfortunately. So I'm switching back to a different one that I think will work a little bit better. So there you go. Sorry, it's such a mess. I know I shouldn't be saying that on the air, but oh well. But at least I fixed these tangled cords, at least. At least that's one thing fixed. I just couldn't stand that. The tangled cord mess.
Yeah, that gets old after a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I need that notebook. That, I think, had... Oh, wait a minute. No, I put that there, actually. Alright, you can put your tablet back there then, never mind.
Okay, I'll just leave it here, don't worry.
Okay, fine. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, how are you doing today, Jesse?
Just fine. Anyway, I did pull up a weather report. Let me get to it now. Where are you at? There you are. Anyway, here's the latest report for Monday. Clear, 56, wind, north-northeast at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 74%. Barometric pressure is 30.06 inches. So later today will be clear, high 60, low 53. Tuesday will be clear with high of an 80, I think. Well, I think that says 60, that says 80. Low 58 on Tuesday, that is. And then on Wednesday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 76 and a low of 56. And on Thursday, it'll be rain with a high of 61. And a low of 54. And then on Friday, it'll be fair with a high of 71 and a low of 55. Taylor Swift across the stage and is sending fans into frenzy. Is this even the right story? Whatever. We'll just read anyway. What the heck? Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, let's look at this image first. We'll just open up a new window. Trying to load. It's still saying it's downloading a picture, so I'll take it. Yep, there it goes. There's Taylor Swift, apparently with a person, a guy. I think that's Travis Kelce right there. Not sure who that guy is, but that's Taylor Swift, and supposedly that's Travis Kelce. In fact, I know that is Travis Kelce. Anyway, back here. Taylor Swift may have once loved a London boy, but on tour of the British capital is her American beau, taking center stage with her now. Now, on Sunday night, Travis Kelce made a surprise on-stage appearance during Swift's Eras Tour before tens of thousands of fans at Wembley Stadium, the same weekend as Swift's Instagram selfie with the British Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, who was wearing a USA Olympics hat. Kelce, who has seen the audience for all three nights so far at Swift's London shows, has came on stage to cheers as Swift's transitioned from the smallest man who ever lived to the next song on the set list, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. In our Eras Tour shows, it's usually Swift's backup dancers who pick her up on the floor after the breakup anthem from the Tortured Poets Department. Now, there is a video about Taylor Swift delighting fans by bringing boyfriend Travis Kelce on stage during a gossip stage or show in London on June 23rd. That was yesterday, by the way. And this time, it was Kelce, dressed in a top hat that had tails like Swift's two other backup dancers, who carried her to a sofa to get ready for the next song, about performing every night while dealing with her heartbreak. So Long London should have been titled, I'm Actually Taking London. TikToker Jake Dayton posted the video, referring to the 2024 song as an apparent reference to her breakup last year with British actor Joe Allen after over 6 years together. Swift reportedly lived in London with Allen, whom fans have long speculated is also inspiration for the love song London Boy, her 2019 album called Lover. Yep. The skit only lasts about a minute, though, but Swifties were unsurprisingly delighted. Videos and live streams of Kelce's cameo were accompanied by loud screams in the audience. Well, that's one way to hard launch a relationship, a fan wrote. Travis Kelce officially launched his era, was the caption on one video. If he does not support you to this level, he's gotta go, ladies, read a comment underneath. It is in caps, by the way. On stage, Kelce powdered Swift's nose and told her to smile before the next act. And on social media, fans crowdsourced for different angles of Kelce's cameo and speculated on how it came to be. Some noted that Kelce was wearing what appeared to be a custom-made costume and red soled shoes, suggesting that his surprise appearance was planned in advance. One joked that Kelce, having been to several Eras Tours concerts as Swift's boyfriend, was now itching to become part of the show. Swift also attended several Chiefs games during the most recent NFL season, including the Super Bowl in Las Vegas, where she flew after playing an Eras Tours show in Tokyo. Swift referenced her relationship with Kelce at multiple Eras Tour performances in the past, Mowgli by changing the lyrics in Karma, her closing song. That one's on Midnights, by the way. The lyrics went from Karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me to Karma is the guy on the Chiefs coming straight home to me. In other words, she mentioned the Kansas City Chiefs. And also during the London stint, she also posted a photo of herself, Kelce and William, I should say, Prince of Wales, and two of his children, Princess Charlotte and Prince George, which prompting the Daily Mail to dub it, Royalty All Round. So, yeah, that is Travis Kelce who carried a Taylor Swift across into one stage, who sent fans into a huge frenzy. Woo!
Nice.
Yep. I've already decided, I just wrote down what we're going to play, and ironically, we are going to be playing that song we just referenced earlier, Taylor Swift Karma. Isn't that funny?
That is.
Yeah.
Good planning.
Yeah.
Or coincidence. Which one?
It's Taylor Swift, yeah.
Nice.
Actually, first, I gotta put the commercial in. I just realized that. I have to do that first before I put the music in. I think this was a 3 minute break we put in. Where are we at? Where is it at? There we go. There we go. That should do it for the commercial now, officially. Now we can go ahead and put the music in. And of course, it's for SZA. Sometimes people call him SZA, but usually it's SZA. And it's Saturn, by the way. And after that will be Karma, as I mentioned earlier. Oh, gotta scroll down. There we go. There you are. And after that, we're gonna play Hoiser Too Sweet. What else? It's under H. I know I could just search for these, but whatever, I'll just do it this way. Yeah. Anyway, I'll send this down here. Since you put your iPad in the other area there. But anyway, next segment coming up is Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. So there you go. But anyway, there you go. Don't know why I did that, but I wanted to do it anyway. Anyway, just for some laughs. Because you laughed, right?
I did laugh.
Oh, yeah!
Playing drums on your desk.
Yeah. You know, I did have that mixer right there.
Yeah?
It had a rim shot and some drums, I think, too, a sound effect.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I did that, just for laughs. Anyway, coming up is Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. At whatever time you get the idea. But more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Now for your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Now, we are going to read a recipe for food.com, of course, what else. This is the 60 recipes you need for summer, but we're going to read, two of them. We've all read a handful of these so far. Let's start things off with, we all read just the beer can recipe. We also read beach and brown sugar pie. I think we read that on Friday. Oh, here's one. Strawberry shortcake ice cream cake. Which was submitted by food.com. What else? They have recipes too, by the way.
Okay.
It's not a editor's pick or whatever, but it is a delicious twist to nostalgic strawberry shortcake ice cream treat. It's ready in 4 hours and 30 minutes, so this takes a while.
Oof.
But it will be worth it, though. It serves 8. There's 10 ingredients. Well, you might only read this. Let me take a look at how many directions there is. Yeah, it looks like this is a pretty long recipe, but it is rated. Look at this rating.
That's pretty good.
So yeah, I think this will be the only recipe we'll read today, guys. And then we'll just do a TMZ after this. So there you go. Simple as that. Anyway, here's the ingredients. You need 1 1/4 pounds of boxed white cake mix. An egg, I should say. But it is according to the cake mix directions. You might need more. It just depends. Vegetable oil. Again, it could be according to the cake mix directions. And water. Again, according to the cake mix directions. Now, also, you'll need 1.5 pints of strawberry ice cream, 1/2 cup of strawberry that's whole and diced, 1.5 ounces of freeze-dried strawberries, 2.5 ounces of vanilla wafers, 2/3 cup of store-bought vanilla frosting, and 3 to 4 fresh strawberries for the topping. Simple as that.
Nice.
Now, here's the directions. We'll start with the cake. First, you want to preheat the oven to the temperature that is required according to the directions on the cake mix box. Grease and line the bottom of the 2 9-inch cake tins with the baking paper. Second, you want to tip the cake mix into a large bowl and add the eggs, if desired, then the vegetable oil and water, if desired. Following the directions on the box with the quantities that were needed and mixing directions. Then, divide the batter between the cake pans and bake for the time given on the cake mix box. Finally, tip the cake layers out onto the wire racks, peel the baking paper off of it, and set aside to cool completely. Simple as that.
Nice.
Now, we'll move on to the filling. Let the strawberry ice cream soften for a few minutes before scooping it out into a large bowl. You'll want to use a wooden spoon to beat the ice cream until you get a buttercream-like texture. After that, add the diced strawberries and fold it together. Simple as that. Now, let's assemble the cake. Line a tall 9-inch springform cake pan with plastic wrap, allowing a few inches to overhang on the outside of a pan, of the cake pan, that is. Place the first cooled cake layer in the pan. Spread the softened strawberry ice cream in the even layer over the whole thing, and then place the second cake layer on top. Cover with the overhanging plastic wrap and freeze for 3 to 4 hours until it's firm. That's why it takes so long, you have to freeze it. It has ice cream in it, after all.
That makes sense. I was wondering what was taking so long.
Yeah. Anyway, now to decorate it. Pull some freeze-dried strawberries and vanilla wafers together in a food processor until it's broken down to a breadcrumb-like texture. After that, remove the cake from the freezer and from the springform pan. Peel away the plastic wrap very carefully. After that, use a metal offset spatula to spread the vanilla frosting a thin, even layer over the top and the sides of the cake. Quickly press your strawberry vanilla wafer powder over the top and sides of the cake. Pipe 6 to 8 peaks of vanilla frosting onto the top of the cake using a piping bag that is fitted with a wide starred tip. Then you can top each of these with a half strawberry and serve immediately. Simple as that.
Nice.
But there is a tip, though. You can also line your pan with plastic wrap to help unmold it later if you'd like. So there you go.
Nice.
That is, what was it called again? Strawberry shortcake ice cream cake. Interesting.
Looks good.
It does. That recipe took about 6 minutes to read, probably 4 to 6. But like I said, it was a pretty long one, but it was worth it. You can try to read maybe one more quick one. Probably just a little quick one. What is this homemade sangria one? It looks like it's a drink of some sort. This is a recipe that a barman of the Hard Rock Cafe had given me, but I had modified it to make it look stronger. Now, this might be alcoholic, I don't know, let me see. Bottle red wine, yeah it is. We'll read it anyway, for people who are just for the heck of it. It's ready in 5 minutes, it'll serve 6, there's 9 ingredients. Okay, this one's a little bit stronger, so she modified it, so you remember, this one might be a little bit stronger compared to the other one they had, the Hard Rock Cafe. Here's the ingredients, they're U.S. units, by the way. You'll need 1 33/7/8 ounce bottle of red wine. Apparently it mentions Merlot 1 liter. Y'all see 1 cup of brandy, 1/2 cup of orange juice, 1/2 cup of apple juice, 1/2 cup of pineapple juice along with ginger ale, an ice cube, an orange, and a maraschino cherry. Here's the directions, there's just 5 of them. First, you want to mix in all the ingredients except the ginger ale in a sangria pitcher. Then, you want to let the flavors to combine for several hours in the fridge with 24 hours if you can, that is. After that, at the end, you can add ice cubes if you want, but she doesn't though. But she just threw it in if you want to. Pour in each glass, add a little bit of ginger ale, decorate with slices of oranges and a maraschino cherry. Finally, if the sangria is too strong, you can still add a little bit of juice to your choice if you like, so that's nice. So, yeah.
Nice.
And she is, looking for a non-alcoholic sangria. Let's see what this is about. If you type a non-alcoholic sangria into the search window, you get Jenny's Kitchen Search Non-Alcoholic Sangria. Why does it go to Jenny's Kitchen? Thank you, as strange as it sounds, I am allergic to alcohol, but it would enjoy some of the flavorful drinks. And also, I can't have alcohol either because it messes up my medicine.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's another thing to keep in mind, too. And this person here, Foxy24 Camper, she's allergic to alcohol, ironically, so that's kind of interesting. So, yeah, but she does want to enjoy some of those flavorful drinks. It's kind of interesting. But anyway, I guess this will finish off for the food talks part of the segment. And I don't want to close off my YouTube thing, but we'll just close those off separately. We'll just go to TMZ. Simple as that. Alright, to kick it off with TMZ, well, we got 9 minutes for this, we'll work with it. We'll kick it off with Vogue World 2024, where Kendall, Kara, Sabrina, and more are strutting their stuff over in Paris now. Yeah! Woo! Hot looks, everyone! And all eyes were on Paris this weekend. But it wasn't just not because of the forthcoming Olympics. It all has to do because of celebs who got dressed up in their wacky outfits and posed in front of the cameras. Yeah! Countless stars were descended upon the City of Light on Sunday, which was probably yesterday, obviously, for Vogue World 2024. A fashion event which is rivaling the Met Gala and Fashion Week itself. The event has went down Sunday at the famed Place Vendôme, where A-listers were channeling an Olympics theme. There were plenty of famous faces. There was Cara Delevingne, Joey King, Selma Blair, Pharrell Williams, Emma Chamberlain, and more all showed off some pretty out there looks. Let's check out more of this, see what it's about. See if it'll load, it did, but it's a little slow there. We already know how slow stuff can be. Selma wore an all-black ensemble with her chic blonde looks, tied black back in an updo. But in contrast, Joey rocked a white 60s-style blonde dress looking pretty elegant. There's a TikTok video here, by the way. I'm going to unmute it here. Aw, I just missed it. Maybe we can replay it. Hold on. First off, I'm going to do something here really quick. It's going to fall. Let me just default to the NVIDIA audio so we can both hear it. Turn it up all the way. There we go. And I'm pretty sure it's going to default to the TV now, but I want to turn this up. Let me just use my remote here. Alright, 40 should suffice. Alright, let's replay this. This is recorded in Paris, by the way. It's courtesy of TikTok at Vogue Magazine. You ever use TikTok?
I don't like it.
I know. It's pretty much a teenage app.
Yeah,
kids app, I guess you could say. Yeah. There you have it.
Not my thing.
Yeah. Anyway, there were plenty of starry cameos, too. Sabrina Carpenter, Ciara, Tiana Taylor, Katy Perry, Serena Williams, and others had strutted themselves in the famed Parisian Square. And the event even brought up rekindled lovers, including Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny together. They both popped up to show at different points. Well, Kendall notably rode throughout on a horse next to... Well, Kendall, I should say, notably rode through on a horse next to Gigi Hadid. Bad Bunny graced the audience with musical performances, that is. Alright, let's unmute this. I'll hear this. That's Bad Bunny. He's a Latin artist, by the way. So there you have it. And you can check out all the can't miss moments for yourself. It was a who's who. Yep. That's just Anthony calling out the dog, so... apologize for the whistling and everything. Well, well. I think Malibu's just going to the bathroom, that's all. So, there you go. Everyone just has their moments. Anyway, we'll just read one more story here. TMZ Sports, Jared Goff, and Christian Harper, apologize. We are now married. Just married. The White Wedding. Jared Goff has now got a ring. The Detroit Lions quarterback has tied the knots with his stunning model, fiancée Christian Harper, over the weekend. The two lovebirds got married at an intimate ceremony in OJ, California, on Saturday, surrounded by their closest family members and friends. That dog ain't really listening, isn't she? But anyway, not about that. Goff rocked a snazzy black tuxedo and bow tie for the occasion, and Harper had on a strapless light gown and veil. Interesting. Now, they looked as happy as they could ever be as they exchanged vows, staring deeply into each other's eyes as a small crowd has watched on. Harper was pretty emotional during the I do's, wiping back her tears as she officially became Mrs. Goff. Now, as we previously reported, the two had got engaged back in June of 2022, after they first went public together in March of 2019. Now, Harper's been Goff's biggest cheerleader throughout his entire career, famously celebrating the Lions' first win of the season during a Sports Illustrated swimsuit photo shoot back in December of 2021. But there's no word on where the honeymoon is going down, though. But we take it bikinis will be the wardrobe of choice for this new wife now. Congratulations to the newlyweds! Alright, that's gonna do it. Anyway, coming up next, I'm just gonna play Pokemon Go soon. Putting some music now. I'm gonna play, I'm just gonna swap it out for, well, I mean, we're gonna play these two songs. I'm just gonna change the order. I'm going to play a bar song, and then I had some help. But yeah, you get the idea. That makes sense. So I'll put this 2-minute break in as a result. Put this one in. Okay, yep. Oh, yeah, I know. Pokemon's the best thing ever made. We're going to play it later, by the way. Don't you worry. Our song tipsy. Let's just search for it. Life a little bit easier. That's so much easier. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, coming up, I guess, is Shaboozy, a bar song tipsy. Sounds almost like an Irish song, almost, I guess you could say, like Irish Spring. And after that is Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help. Then we'll play Pokemon Go. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
For your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Now, we are playing Pokemon Go 850, so here we go. You what? There you are. Yep. Okay, we'll make sure we do that. We'll turn that down a little bit. Alright, so, yeah, these gyms, believe it or not, this is a gym I was goofing off yesterday, I was telling you. Well, it could help that there's a raid here right now. That doesn't help, but that's just Magmar, by the way. But anyway, but I was turning it yellow and red, yellow and red, yellow and red, just so I could help Primeape, which I did make my buddy, but I wanted to do it much quicker than usual. Now, I'm already halfway there. So, I think today I'm going to go to the city park later today and do it there. The other half today at the city park later today. And I'm going to do the same thing I did there at Birch Park and target one of the gyms there. Turn one of them yellow. Turn one of them red. Do it all over again. It's going to be funny, guys. It's going to be funny. So, yeah. It's going to be funny. Anyway, look at that. Old Mill's also yellow, too. What a coincidence. get the other one there later, but I'll have to load up the hotspot. That is, unless if they change it blue, which could always be possible. But it was blue all this weekend, so probably needs a different color. Who knows? Okay, there is room in my bag. Let's click on this blue in here and open this gift. And it's the Pokemon Go Fest 2024 New York City. Purchase your Pokemon Go Fest 2024 New York City ticket now. How about not? Ooh, you never see these too often in September. You know, that's good anyway. Not that. I could have turned it up a little bit, I just realized that. Okay, I did catch it. Okay, good. That's a lot of Stardust. It's a heavy one, too. It's worth nothing. Oh, well. I'm gonna turn this up a hair, just so I can hear it better. Still think that hear that good, but we can. Okay, who knows? By the way, coming up is Pokemon Sleep at 9 a.m. by the way. It's also worth nothing as far as IVs are concerned. Now on to the two snakes here that we obviously, might as well, I just threw a candy bear at it, might as well. And once I do evolve Primeape, I'll probably change the buddy back to Winston, of course. That one ain't worth anything either, it looks like I'm mission complete. Okay, yeah, claim reward. I guess I did get the reward stamp yesterday, that's fun. If I didn't though, alright, I don't want to catch a Ditto, those are hard to get. I don't care about Great Froze, those take a little bit hard to do. I might as well remove the Rock type Pokemon Fin too. Now, one more snake. I don't really care, though. Alright, I think I got every single Pokemon on the board. But I don't think any of them were worth anything, though. I have a feeling this one ain't gonna be worth it. Yep. Yeah, they really don't like me when it comes to having the good IVs, as far as I'm concerned. But no biggie. Yeah. But there you go. There you have it. I did a raid with both of my accounts. The phone, the tablet. We did Rhyhorn. In fact, we scroll down here. It says, caught at raid, Dallas, Oregon, United States, June 23rd, 2024. Your party, Jesse Wild, 223. I did it with a party just to see if it'd do better. But 2 stars. But it's okay, though. I'll take it, for now, until I can get a better one and see what happens. Ninetales. This is the ice type. I had to use a fast TM to change it. It had, like, a dark type move, I think. I don't know. It came from Grand Round, apparently. Up like that. Litleo. Did this come from an 82? No, that came from Field Research. I think it was 3 stars as well. Yep. This birth room, what was it worth? It's 2 stars. It's just not that bad for its good defense. I'll probably have to throw away a bunch of these Cyndaquils now. Now that the showcase for the Cyndaquils is over with now. They don't really need use for them now. So let me put in 0 star and throw away the Cyndaquils, or 0 stars. I am not going to throw away the shiny Zero Source in the Quill, though. That is not an exception. That is no exception. Also throw away the one star. I might hold on to the two stars for now, though. I might also hold on to, like, some of the bigger ones. At least the ones above 800, at least. The shiny ones, though, I'm keeping regardless. Because those I consider to be collector items, I guess you could say. Yes, that one was part of a showcase, but that showcase is over with now, so we're transferred to anyway. And I'll probably just hold on to two stars anyway. Oh well. Anyway, I guess that might do it for this segment. I just realized all we'll have to do is just put the Ida in anyway. I guess we could just do one more thing, but there's really no Pokemon here. Is there room? I can't check Birch Park right now. I could check the other one next to it. Okay, it looks like there might be room in both gyms, because there's still these two in here, so I could probably heal them later if I have any golden berries, do I? Oh, I got plenty. And was there room in Four Square? There is, but only for one more. So I'll have to take it if I have the chance. So, yeah. But anyway, I'm just going to leave that aside for now. There's station IDs. We'll just put this one in. We're just putting the ID in, that's all. And there you have it. But anyway, just checking some other stuff here really quick. I don't see more stuff here at the moment. So let's check the shop really quick. I have 428 coins. That's enough to get a great raid box, but I'm not gonna bother with that. So there you go. Did I have anyone need to be revived? Nope. Healed. Looks like everyone is healed, so that's good. Yeah. So I'll take it. Anyway, there you have it. That's Pokemon Go for you guys. And coming up in just a moment, we're going to be playing Pokemon Sleep. So there you go. I did wake up the Pokeball a little bit earlier than usual. If you want, you can grab it for me. But yeah, it's already awake. But yeah, see why plus it just lights up silver. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go in just a few seconds, but you got the idea. But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club with Pokemon Sleep is coming up in just a few seconds. We'll be right back. Alright, we're back, guys, and this is the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, June 24th, 2024. It's good having you with us. I still have Pokemon Go up, so I'm just going to get out of there. And we're going to go into Pokemon Sleep. Actually, first things first, sometimes this is the case, but I just want to double check to be sure, because sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. But we're just going to play it safe and double check and see if there's an update. Doesn't look like there is, so we'll just head out of the App Store and just go back to the Pokemon folder. Because usually, I feel like every week they have an update. But maybe they don't. Maybe that was just because of the Summer Festival or whatever. Okay, there is no update. We can synchronize the ball there that Daniel just handed me earlier. Alright, let's go ahead and get this over with already. I'll just turn that up a little bit, as much as I can, so you can just hear it. Oh well. So it is 100% sleep score. It did sleep less, though, but at least it wasn't as bad, I think, as last time. But untracked time's only 12 minutes. It cut off a little bit there, but still would be a lot less, though. But 100% sleep score, I'll take it. There's a good sleep day there. So multiply the drowsy power too. Skip that. Pretty good drowsy power too. So let's see what we discover now. Ooh, an Eevee's sitting there too. That must be a new one. We'll probably have to save that one for last. Thought I had the Eevee's on top of Thorax, so guess I was wrong. Oh well. Save that. I'll have to save that. A lot of new ones, I will admit. The older ones are on the left-hand side here, by the way. Okay, go away. Flop sleep, I spiel. This is the last day of research, by the way, before this event is over with. This event was pretty fun, by the way. I might have done probably overall pretty better. Maybe even better than the Entei event, I don't know. Because remember, during the Entei event, the last day of research, I forgot to track my sleep, so... Yeah, and see, now this is gonna probably force me to, it is manly now, that's kind of unfortunate. I think I already did you, yeah. I'm gonna do Primate next. Stomping sleep, interesting. I'm gonna click on that. And now on to Chikorita. Cool. Out to dozing type, actually. It's got cool music in this game. Now I have all four of these now. There's a 1-star, a 2-star, a 3-star, and a 4-star. I got all of them now. As far as that's concerned, that was a 3-star. Now for the last one, Eevee. Save this one for last because it's a 4-star. Eevee, I love, obviously. Apparently, there's also a 5-star for this one, too. Supposedly. I haven't discovered the 3-star for this one yet, apparently. That's interesting. But that's the last one, obviously. Alright, looks like a bug's hungry. It's level 5. Let me zoom out a little bit here and see who's stronger. Not you, Prime. You're low. Who cares about you? Level 11. Now, why does it always gotta be you? You know, I'll just be the bug and just do it anyway. I really wanted the other one, but hey, might as well feed the hungry ones. Make them happier. And I guess we'll just... Do I have any more biscuits? No. Alright, let's just head out of here. Be done with it. I mean, at level 11 on the pretty tempting now, but... At least I wanted to make the Caterpie happy, at least. That fighter looks good to me. That's giving me quite a bit of Eevee candy, I will admit. I do have an Eevee, by the way. I love him so much. A lot of research there. It might have expanded a little bit, but it didn't say it did, though. It did expand the Dream Shards, though. There's a little Caterpie here. It's a level 11 now. Friendship level 6. Ha ha. But it's a quiet nature now. Interesting. Anyway, Now, we gotta say goodbye to Snorlax. Probably overall pretty good week. Master 1. Interesting. Let's claim the sleep points, guys. Get 600 because it was a good sleep day event, of course. What else? So that's fun. I still gotta find 25 more sleep styles, and I get this 100 diamonds plus a good camp ticket and a handy candy medium. Getting pretty close there. Okay, what's the store yelling us about? Oh, I'm not paying this for that with real money. Nice try. I just want the daily gift. Yeah, that's what I was wanting. I didn't want to use my iTunes money with whatever this is. I'm okay with paying Pokemon Go, but I don't know who makes this game. But anyway, choose next research site. Yes. Alright. We'll worry about that later. Walmart. Nice work this week. Looks like you're getting more and more used to doing research here after all. Overall, this is probably a pretty good week. Now it's up to 45%. Must have done pretty well here. Yeah! Now, Lost, it's time to say goodbye to the Snorlax. We're gonna have to pick next week's site, okay? Alright. Take care, Snorlax. Thanks for a perfect week of snoozy studies. I just changed it to perfect week, and I think it was perfect. I hope it was perfect, because I think all of them were 100%. Yes, I think they were. Click next. It was Master 1, obviously. Aha! S. Overall grade. You rest your absolute best this week. Well, last week. You keep it up to continue getting great sleep, okay? Alright, yeah, I think it was a perfect, yeah, just like I said, perfect week of snoozy studies, rather than great week. I said perfect week because it's the overall grade S. Perfect week. Perfect. See, when it says S, it yep. means it was a very good week.
Excellent.
Yeah.
S-teria.
Yeah, that's what it means. It was a very perfect week.
Nice.
So, anyway, that's good. Anyway, next. I don't think there's any events going on, so let's go back to where it was before. Actually, 39%. That was great free before. Oh, that's the sleep cells I studied. Okay. Oh, hold on. Let me try something else here. Oh, that's Top of Hollow. Let's just go back to Snowflake Island. Yeah, hold on. Is there any events going on? No, there's not. Alright, Snowdrop Tundra. Oh, new area sound data. Oh, we are on Wi-Fi. Do what you need to do. Because we got Wi-Fi to do this all the time, all the day. It's taking a little while, though. It's, like, stuck at 75. Then again, David had to do, like, an update on his Xbox last night. It might still be doing that. I don't know. Well, I might do a speed test later. We'll see. Not like there is any chance of doing it. But anyway, it's done now, finally. Still a while there. Alright, he wants desserts and drinks. Interesting. Okay. Last stamp reward. Drink cluster, small one. Okay. Let's swap out some Pokemon here now. Pokemon box, I think. Actually, it was edit teams, actually. Because this was the team I was using for the, I might do this later, though, actually. But I might do it now, though, But I'll tell you, I'll just put this break in. I'm just gonna turn the Bluetooth speaker off for now. Because in the last segment, we're gonna be, it'll just not play the music anymore, but I still have it up, though. But what we're gonna do in the last segment is, we're going to read the weather again, plus we're going to read my horoscope, and along with your horoscope, and then we're going to play Pokemon Go on the tablet. Simple as that.
Alright.
Anyway, I'm going to hurry up and put the commercial in. Where is that one at? There it is. Alright, half, two, and Freeze. Simple as that. Now, for the music, we're going to put Madison Beer, Make You Mine. Alright. Again, we're not doing that. You Mine, Madison Beer. Boo, boo, boo. Beautiful Things, Benson Boone.
Please.
Good song, by the way.
It is a good song.
And last but not least, Texas Hold'em by Beyonce. Anyway, stay tuned. Morty Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is coming up. Don't go away. Yep.
Yep.
Oh my god. I just realized I don't have my mic raised up.
Uh-oh.
I didn't have my mic raised down.
Okay.
Oh, no! I didn't have my mic raised down. Alright, tell you what. We're just going to start... Should we start over the horoscopes and everything again?
Your mic was down like this? Or it was down like this?
It was up. No one would probably been able to hear me.
Okay, we can start over if you
want.
Yeah,
I think we're going to do that. Alright. I think we're going to start over again before we start playing Pokemon Go. I've already loaded it up. But I'm going to cut the part out we did before, and we're just going to start over again. But I'm reloading this weather report again, just for safety's sake. Anyway, this is the latest report from Monday. We'll have a little bit less time on Pokemon Go, but I'll try to rush for this. Latest report from Monday, 61, clear, wind east-northeast at 10 miles per hour. I'll just skip the humidity and barometric pressure. Monday, clear, 64. Tuesday, clear, 83. Wednesday, cloudy, 70. Thursday, cloudy, 64. And Friday, partly cloudy, 73. I know I didn't read the, low temperatures. I'm sorry, that's just how it's gotta be. Now, we'll read for this Gemini horoscope. We'll read mine after that. June 24th, 2024. Romance blossoms for you tonight. Gemini, perhaps after a long period of standing still. This is for June 24th, 2024. I'll just start over. Romance blossoms for you tonight. Gemini, perhaps after a long period of standing still. A new sense of stability and security may settle on love relationships and close friendships. Children could also be a source of warmth and pleasure. You might want to channel some of this positive energy into creativity and activity of some kind, which will increase your sense of contentment and well-being. We'll switch this to Stegarius, and we can read mine really quick.
Okay.
A depressed friend may need cheering up. Your ability to nurture and listen sympathetically will prove beneficial, Sagarius. Take care not to absorb any of this person's dejection. Your own life should continue to go well, with business and career successes leading to new friendships and goals. Hang on to your own enthusiasm and optimism while extending a compassionate ear to others. And there we go. We were able to get that over with out of the way. So anyway, now we can go ahead and go on to Pokemon Go. I'm so sorry my mic was lower down. You know, there was one time where I was playing on Gates to Infinity. It was a live stream, and I can't remember if it was I got upset because of the mic being lower down. I can't remember. But anyway, enough of that. I guess I'm just going to have to cut all that part out, making the show much shorter than usual. But anyway, it says right here I walked 4.6 kilometers this week. We can enable adventure sync and settings, but we're not going to do that, because I don't know if this tablet may support that, because this is older, I don't know. We could try that later, but I don't know. Anyway, let's just give a shot on Growlithe now. So now we only got 14 minutes to play this game now, which is kind of unfortunate, but oh well. But, hey, look at it this way. We could have had a lot less time than that. I can't believe I had my mic lower down. That is very unfortunate. Could have been muted, though. Well, it wasn't. It'd be even worse if it was muted all the way. I mean, if it wasn't even on, then we wouldn't be... Even none of us would have heard it. So, yeah, I remember in one of the Jazz for Beginners episodes, I think there was, like, a bunch of silence, and he forgot to turn the mic on. He was totally screwed. He didn't even turn the mic on, and he just had to end up going back to the next show because he never got to say goodbye to everyone. So that was kind of unfortunate. And this growl isn't worth anything, by the way. So one of the missions... Oh man, I got a call, really? Always happens on the flippin' air. So once again, I only have like 9 minutes now to do this. And at this point, this is probably gonna be a much shorter show than I thought. But oh well, I'm telling you, this is probably overall, and this kind of reminds me of this guy on YouTube referred to as Nostalgia Mall.
Mm-hmm.
He does videos about these vintage computers. I don't know why I'm referencing him on my radio station, but for once in my life, I'm being official. I'm just going to reference him anyway, because I think it's starting to be real. He's always... tends to have problems on camera.
Oh.
And now it's starting to be like this way now. Like this. But anyway.
Is it funny when he has problems on camera?
It sometimes is, sometimes isn't. It just depends. But most of the time, it just depends.
Okay.
You should have seen how I was struggling with doing ReactOS on my virtual machine one time.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it. It was not fun. Anyway, I want to get extra Eevee candy, actually. I don't know how weak it is. Maybe I could just throw a Pokeball at it. Maybe that'll work. Better. Did, yes. Alright, gotcha. Eevee was caught. That's a 2-star. Best attack and hit points, but not really good defense. Interesting. Well, let's just transfer anyway, because it's one of the missions to transfer Pokemon. Alright, now let's catch another one here and get this over with. We'll probably feed this one, I guess. I really need more balls, maybe higher ends, but this is a lower level account. So, yeah, there you have it. I do curveballs on here from time to time, but the frame rate's just too low for this. It broke free. What a surprise. We could try a curveball. Okay, that ain't happen. Because the frame rate just is too slow for this to even do right. But I did it with a straight throw. That's what matters. And it is a new one, too. Alright. Move on to the next one. It's a minion, which is a pretty big one, actually. It's 1175. That's interesting. Let's go ahead and numb it down. How about that? Oh, good, but we'll try anyway. Rope free, what a surprise. Uh-oh. Yeah, that still didn't look like a good throw. Will it work? Nope, it broke free, what a surprise. Let's try one more raspberry. Try again. Yeah, the frame rate on this game for the tablet's not the best. Pokemon broke free, what a surprise, and it ran away. Darn it. So that is it. We still have Cast Form here we can try, though. Just try the Candy Berry here. got this one at least. That's cool. Throw it away. It wasn't worth anything as far as I'm concerned. And that is probably it here. Now we only have 5 minutes left, guys. Essentially four at this point now. Which is kind of unfortunate, really, because, again, we had a lot of interruptions here and there. I love that. Not. Anyway, I think there's other missions we could do. We could complete a mission. Yeah, transfer 10 Pokemon. How many have I done so far? Okay, I gotta do 7 more. Let's see if I can do that pretty quick. Free up space in the box anyway. I'm just gonna throw away some 0 stars. That I probably won't need. Help for also the battles too, like I don't need Jinx, Hitmonlee, Magmar. Actually, let's sort it. Not that. Still was highlighting the ones there. Alright. 0 stars. There we go. Alright. Fero. Lunatone. Cyndaquil. Magmar. And Houndour. There we go, that's done. Perfect. So now we can go here, claim the reward. And now here comes the professor, of course. And I'm glad to claim this now. The universe still, I can finally evolve Muna now. And speaking of Unova, well, there's an odd note from here from Unova. Luckily, it's just research, so it won't run away from us. Oh, hold on. Because research Pokemon, they don't run away from you, luckily. So I'm happy for that. Looks like that's my last Numberry. I don't want to use the Golden Berry, so we're just going to use those regular raspberries. Yeah, Pokemon broke free. What a surprise. Okay. Once we're done with this research, we'll be done with this. Yeah, I know. You don't like me, don't ya? You don't like me! Don't ya? That missed. What a surprise. That was a nice throw, but wish was a nice curveball. Yeah, that didn't work either. Yeah. Okay, come on. It doesn't want me doing... This might be a while. Alright. Let's just keep going here. We might end up going over instead. Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Might as well, considering that we had interruptions anyway. Yeah, I think we're gonna go over. Might as well, we had interruptions anyway. Alright, I'm just gonna feed it one more raspberry. I already know it ain't gonna work in the end. But maybe it will. Nope. Alright, no more feeding you berries. I'm just gonna keep throwing balls until you stay the heck in. And hope for the best. I don't even care if we go over. We had enough trouble as it is. Alright, finally. Was it worth? Only 2 stars? Whatever. Anyway, that might do it. I'm probably just gonna have to change that list a little bit and improvise, I guess, because unfortunately that's just how it's gonna be, guys. I just don't know what else to say. We pretty much have done enough as it is. Anyway, Should have. Better mouse with a scroll wheel, though, I will admit that. Alright, let's just play Billy Eligible's I Made For and Rima and Selena Gomez.
Great choices.
I guess. Sounds perfect to me. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Review Morning Club. Even then, it's gonna probably go over anyway. But that's just how it's gonna be. Going over enough as it is. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. But I guess we'll see you tomorrow on Tuesday, hopefully. But until next time, I'm Jesse Atkinson.
And I'm Daniel.
See you tomorrow. Goodbye.